My name is Lori Norman. I'm from Sanford as well. Today I'm sharing excerpts from inmates confined at MSP. Some who've been there for 20 years or more, many first-time offenders who deserve a second chance, some who are even innocent. Some prisoners in for more than 20 years are now in their 50s and 60s, and in the half of the 1% recidivism bracket, virtually 0% threat to the public. Maine judges often give out sentences on par with judges in Texas. The difference is that in Texas, you're allowed your first parole hearing after completing 10% of the sentence. Life within prison is in no way conducive to developing good habits of behavior or self-improvement. If anything, the opposite is true. The prison culture puts value on intimidation and deceit. Even so, we have to consider that in many cases, the Department of Corrections has done their job and accomplished their duty of rehabilitation. The positive reentry parole is not going soft on crime. Rather, it's a piece of restorative justice, where the punishment has not been changed and the sentence is being carried out fully. In closing, we'd appreciate your consideration of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. And so far, yours was the briefest testimony we've had this afternoon. Are there questions? If not, thank you for being here. Good afternoon, Ms. Garfield.
Hello. Representative Plummer, members of the Criminal Justice Committee. My name is Kimberly Gauthier. I'm a resident of Lewiston, and I'm also a family member of an individual who's currently incarcerated at the Maine State Prison. Why is it important to bring parole back to Maine? It is a better way for rehabilitation to take place and for the taxpayers of Maine to save money. This is not about leniency. We can accomplish all of this and still keep society safe. Did you know in 1976, Maine was the first to abolish parole and replace it with the idea of determinant sentencing? Determinant sentencing is not a foolproof method. Maine is the only state in New England that does not have parole. A parole board will make determinations based on risk assessments and evidence-based practices. Parole gives an individual with a shorter sentence the motivation to take their incarceration seriously so as not to reoffend once released. Statistically, in other states, long-timers have a little over 1% chance of reoffending because they have had the biggest life's lesson of them all. They are the ones who have served a large sentence who have had the most time to reflect. We have to believe that all people can change. A person in their 20s will not be the same person when they are in their 40s and 50s and have served at least 20 years in prison. We have to come to the realization that unless they have a life sentence, every person in our prison system is going to be released, whether it's 5 years from now or 40 years from now. We must decide how we want these individuals to reenter society. Do we want them to have never had the desire to become a better person because of no recognition that they have been rehabilitated? We want people in prison to rehabilitate through a motivationally incentive-based system. Parole would allow them to be screened through risk assessments and evidence-based practices prior to release. People from Maine's prisons receive $50 and a bus ticket with a difficult road ahead. A parole system intertwined with programming would help transition those same people to the outside world in a safe and positive way. Change must start from inside the prison walls. By allowing people in prison the opportunity to work towards change and positive release back into society, Maine will become a leader. We must act now. If we continue the correctional system without parole, we are only stacking the numbers against us, and the costs of corrections will continue to climb dramatically. We need to believe that a person can change and give them a chance. Remember, parole is not a given. It is just a chance. It is very important that LD 1500 is passed to prevent people from becoming a permanent fixture in Maine's prison system. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you for your testimony. Are there questions for Ms. Gauthier? And I would repeat what I said earlier about a couple of other people. Ms. Gauthier and our next speaker were both willing to drive to Windham and meet with me, and we spent some time, and I got a good education that night, so I do appreciate that.
Representative Gary Plummer, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. My name is Jennifer Gauthier, resident of Lewiston. I am also a family member of an individuals incarcerated at the Maine State Prison. And like Kim says, in 1976, Maine abolished parole and replaced it with the determinate sentencing laws. I don't disagree with the determinants and sentencing laws that came up, but I do think that there have to be other options. At the age of 15, I received a sentence for a misdemeanor charge and spent a few months in jail. I went to court and was given an option of either 30 days in jail or 6 months probation. I chose 6 months probation because it sounded like the better option. I violated my probation several times within the following year and a half. Although I was originally offered 30 days in jail or 6 months probation, I ended up doing more time than either offered due to the dead time accrued. From the time of each violation to when the charges were settled in court, it was considered a dead time. Therefore, it did not count towards my sentence. As an adult at the age of 19, I committed more crimes, this time warning the court to give me prison time. The court gave me a 9-year sentence with 3 years in prison, 4 years of probation, and 6 years hanging. I had 2 violations in that time period. For each violation, I spent 2 weeks in jail, although it took 6 months to settle the charges in court. This resulted in a year being added to my probation. My probation officer told me if I had violated again, which would be my 3rd violation, I would return to prison. I told him I only had 1 year left. And he told me if I had to violate me, I was going to finish the 6-year hanging sentence. So basically, I would have done 13 years altogether. After committing my 2nd crime, had I been sentenced to 10 years with the opportunity of parole after serving half of my sentence, it would have been a more positive outcome because I would have taken my time more seriously. It would have given me something to work towards. Now I'm at the point if I were to commit another crime tomorrow, I would not be allowed probation and I would receive straight time with no opportunity to prove myself. This is how people get caught in the system for their entire lives. As you continue to commit crimes and the crimes escalate, you are no longer a candidate for the determinant sentencing. Parole would give judges an alternative sentence in order to give better options to those who need a motivationally incentive-based system. With determinant sentencing, people usually serve more time than their sentence and can never seem to get out of the system due to that dead time that accumulates during each violation. With parole, a person would know exactly what their sentence is from day one, unless they were to commit a new crime, of course. People would know what they have to work towards and what their goals are. They would have motivation and a desire to become a changed person, knowing that a parole board would assess them prior to early release. If I had the opportunity of parole when I committed my crime, I believe I would have been able to get out of the system much quicker in a more positive light. This is why people cycle through the system, because there are only 2 options: determinant sentencing or straight time with no chance at early release. Parole would be another avenue to utilize. Parole would have given someone like me a chance at another option when it became clear that determinant sentencing was not the right path. Please consider passing LD 1500 to bring back parole to Maine and give people that are in the position I was in a chance to work towards proving themselves from day one of committing a crime. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gauthier. Other questions? Seeing none, thank you for being here, and ditto for what I said when your sister-in-law spoke. Others who would like to testify in favor of LD 1500.
Hello, and thank you for serving this great state and taking the time to listen today. I love the state of Maine. I have 200 years of family that have lived here, and I'd like to read you something that brought me here today.
I'm not sure that if you said your name, we heard it.
I'm sorry. My name is Mark Brown from South Portland.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Sorry about that. This is something my son wrote me. Recently, I still see the goodness in life, and more importantly, the goodness in me. I don't know when this will end, but I know it will. I continue to pray that someone who can help me sees the goodness that you see, and sooner than later, I'll have my 2nd chance. But regardless of what happens, and when I get out, I want you to know that you motivate and inspire me to see past these walls and into a future where I can help and love people as you have helped and loved me. Very difficult words, but the reason I'm here. I spent 18 years of my son's life being a great parent and bringing him up like you probably brought your children up. At 21, my son made a terrible mistake and was found guilty of two felonies and is in the Maine State Prison for 17 years. With good behavior, he might be out in 15. He is very sorry for what he did, and he is rehabilitating himself now under his own. I support LD 1500 because I believe in rehabilitation. I believe in hope, and I believe in improvement. Our state, regardless of my situation or my son's, has a very low report card with the Department of Corrections. We're the only state in New England who does not have parole. We're one of seven states in the country that does not have parole. I believe in rehabilitation. I believe in hope. I believe in my son. And I hope that you understand how important this bill is. And I thank you very, very much for all that you do. And I ask that this does not become a political piece, but yet a very, very important life piece for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We appreciate you being here. Are there questions? Seeing none, we do appreciate you being here, and we understand how difficult, or maybe we don't understand, but we know it's difficult. So appreciate you being here. Others who wish to speak in favor of LD 1500? If there are people in the listening room who want to speak, I would ask you to head over now. But if you don't make it before we start taking testimony, for those who do not favor the bill, we will work you in. Seeing none, we will ask people who came to testify. Are you testifying in favor of the bill, ma'am? You did well to get here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I've never, ever done none of this stuff, and I probably can't do it right, but I'm going to try. My name is Priscilla Somovit. My son, Raymond Somovit, is in prison. He's been there for over 23 years now. And Lord willing, he won't be there for another 20, but if he isn't, he will. And he did make a mistake when he was young. And his drugs and his attitude put him in there for a very, very long time because he could care less about the world or anybody in it. But now he's accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he's a totally, completely changed young man. And I am for this bill. I pray that you will vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Before you go too far, there may not be, but I need to ask if there are questions. There are none. Thank you for being here today. Now, assuming that we've got all of those who came to testify in favor, we'll switch to